The House Armed Services Committee has already sewn up its 2017 defense authorization bill. Now it's the Senate's turn. This week, the Senate Armed Services Committee shed some light on what might be tucked into its version of the NDAA. We get more now from Federal News Radio Scott Massioni.
The defense authorization bill is responsible for defining new policy for the Defense Department. And if there's going to be one change in the 2017 bill, it's going to be in TRICARE. Both the House version and the Senate versions of the bill have reforms built in for military health care. The Senate's version of the NDAA authorizes a $400 million increase for military health system reform. What those $400 will exactly be for remains to be seen when the full committee releases its bill. The bill also authorizes a $40 million increase to maintain provider reimbursement rates for TRICARE beneficiaries. The bill expands access choices and okays a pilot program that gives commercial health care coverage to reserve components and their families. Senate Armed Services Personnel Subcommittee Chairman Lindsey Graham had this to say about the bill during a markup.
This is the most comprehensive look at military health care I've ever been involved in. We're trying to make it better. There are going to be people going to push back because change is hard to accept. But the goal of change was to bring about efficiency, lower costs for the beneficiary, the Department of Defense, and improve quality. We're thinking outside the box and we're thinking outside the gate. If we don't do anything in about 20 years, 18% of the Department of Defense budget is going to be military health care related. That's an unsustainable path. So we're trying to create sustainability, higher quality, better access, and quite frankly, expand the services. People with special needs children are the biggest winners of this markup. So I want to thank Senator McCain for empowering all of us to think outside the box. We've had hearings from some of the most outstanding health care delivery systems in the country. The goal is to make it better. This is the first step in a very long journey.
The real question is how the Senate plans to pay for the health care expansions while cutting into the rising costs of military health care. The House version of the bill plans to reduce costs by shifting some of the burden onto military family beneficiaries. The House proposes adding annual enrollment fees for family members of active duty service members who join in 2018 or beyond. Retirees' families will also have to pay even more. The enrollment costs range between $180 and $850 a year, depending on the plan and if it's an individual or family plan. But Karen Rudicelli of the National Military Family Association says that's a large burden for military families, even though the prices may seem minimal compared to what civilians pay.
But you have to keep in mind a couple of things. One is that they would be introducing these fees at the same time that the new retirement system is rolling out. So service members are going to be encouraged to invest in the thrift savings plan to get the government match, so that when they, if they eventually get to retirement within the military, their benefit will be akin to what they would have had under the old system. So you're going to be in a situation where, you know, you're cutting BAH. We really don't know what's going to happen with the raises, the pay raise. Over the last few years, it's been less than the ECI, which is the raise that's mandated by law. We've got, you know, we're going to be telling service members they need to be investing in the thrift savings plan, and now we're going to tell them they also need to pay out-of-pocket for their health care.
Of course, we won't find out the Senate's plan until they release the text of the bill. But speaking of military pay, the Personnel Subcommittee broke rank with its House counterpart and only authorized 1.6% increase in military pay for 2017. That's what the president requested, but it's a full 0.5% less than what the House version of the bill authorizes. The House pay raise is tied to the Employment Cost Index, which measures the increase of private sector wages. Military pay is supposed to be tied to that number, but service members haven't seen a pay raise equal to the ECI in years. The 0.5% difference between the House and Senate could set up a battle between the two houses if the bill makes it to conference. The 0.5% translates into a lot of money that the Senate will have authorized for other functions. But even some House members are worried about the trade-off between military pay and readiness. Here's top House Armed Services Democrat Susan Davis.
Although, Mr. Chairman, I certainly support continued pay raises for our service members, I am concerned that by increasing them above the requested amount, we are taking funds from other critical priorities, including readiness. Any additional money to a military family's budget counts. No doubt about that. But to give you a sense of the scale involved, this additional 0.5% pay raise will provide an E4 with an additional $11 a month. But that will cost a total of $330 million, which must be taken out of somewhere else in the budget. This week, Fox News has been highlighting aviation mechanics in the Marine Corps who have to scrounge for parts because they do not have the funding to purchase them in order to keep their combat aircraft flying. That is readiness money, which keeps our troops supplied and ready to fight. And this proposal would further raid those accounts in order to fund a pay increase of $11 a month.
Another point of contention between the two houses may come in the form of military size. The House version of the bill calls for an increase of 27,000 active duty troops. As far as we know, the Senate version of the bill does not include the same provision. It's possible the troop increase could be folded into the chairman's mark, but that has not been released yet. If the two legislative bodies disagree on the number of troops, that could also put a big discrepancy in where money is spent. Senior policy analyst at the Heritage Foundation, Justin Johnson, says those troops would cost $1.5 to $2 billion in 2017 alone. That doesn't even include the enduring costs of maintaining them. In Washington, Scott Massioni, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to FederalNewsRadio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.